So what are they? What are potential funnels? Ways of sourcing your crazy job? Now, what I would say as we step through these funnels is to keep in mind this is really bespoke for you. Some of these funnels may be wrong for you. Others might be right. What are your funnels? What are your best ways of sourcing your crazy job? Also, these are all pretty obvious. None of these funnels you're going to be like, wow, that Blades guy, oh, it's amazing. Never thought of that. Right, because the point here isn't that there's a million different funnels and it's about figuring out which way to source it. The point is, figure out what the right funnels are for you and be highly systematic in the way that you get them working for you. So as we step through each of these funnels, really think about, is this the right funnel for you? Is it not? If it is, how do you be systematic? How do you get it working for you? What's just one step you might take to keep exploring this funnel right now? All right, funnel number one, your network. In the example we've been using, this has been my client's primary source, isn't it, of what his crazy job might be. When I was targeting those two jobs on the buy side, they came through my network. It wasn't through going out to recruiters. See, as we'll talk about in a bit, recruiters would have been bad for me because I was making a transformational leap, and they're not good for that. They're good for other things, but if you're honing in on a crazy job that might be a stretch for you, that requires you going above and beyond, then it's helpful to have people who you know, who are supporting you in how you do this. Now, of course, your network is unlikely to give you a crazy job or even to be that helpful in getting you to land your crazy job, but they may be the sourcing funnel that you need to get in front of the right opportunities. And so with the client that we've been talking about, this is his process. He's going around, he's meeting with people in his extensive network. It goes all the way back to when he first started his career. People he went to school with, to business school. Lawyers that he's worked with over time. Other business executives who he worked with or came across in his career. Everyone he's connected to on LinkedIn who might be helpful. And what we've really done is figure out, working your way through your network, who are some of the names in there? Why might they be helpful? How might you go to them? In what ways might they be helpful? What specifically must you put in front of them? How do you position yourself? And see, again, what we're saying here is that it's one thing to know a lot of people, but what really matters is how do you make it easy for them to introduce you to great opportunities? And what about if you only have a very small network? Then this might not be the right funnel for you. Or you're only looking for one crazy job. Might only take one person introducing you. The other thing that many of us know is that in our networks, we often have connectors, don't we? Another client I worked with on a crazy job leap, she was looking at stuff that was really outside what she'd done before. But there was a former colleague in her network, someone who knew her really well and trusted her and knew what she was capable of, who was very well connected. And he was willing to put her in front of a handful of different opportunities, of which one of them was the job that she eventually took. So whether your network is small or big, this can be a powerful funnel for you. And again, what it comes down to is how do you get it spinning into a vortex? The second funnel to consider here is your extended networks. See, and the notion that we're going into here is that it's one thing to go directly to people you know, or people you went to school with, or former colleagues, even people on LinkedIn who you may not really know, or some you might have not known for a long time. What's the extended networks? Who are the friends of friends of friends? What are the ways that you can tap into different types of networks? See, a common theme from people looking for a job, say at a more junior level, is that they reach out to people who are from their school. They may have nothing to do with that person. They have no idea who they are. Yet they went to the same school as them maybe 30, 40 years beforehand, and they want to be helpful to them. And just going and sitting down with someone like that for a coffee might create the type of opportunity that you otherwise wouldn't get to. Because by definition, if it's a crazy job that you're targeting, it's not a straight shot, is it? If you're a junior investment banker and you want to go into real estate and all of your family has been in the real estate business forever, it's probably not that hard for you to get there, is it? But what if you don't know anyone in that business? You've never worked in it. And you want to try and find a way in. Maybe there are real estate networks. Maybe there are people you connected with on LinkedIn. Maybe there are friends of friends of friends of friends. What is that more extended network? A friend of mine is a professor of medicine at a top university, and he's also a practitioner. And a couple years ago, I had someone come to me who I only knew peripherally, and she wanted to get into medicine. And she didn't really have any inroads, but she knew that I was connected to this person, and she asked me to make an introduction. Now, I was reluctant to make that type of introduction, not knowing her, but he was open to it. And so they got together, and it didn't go anywhere. See, not all these stories have a happy ending, but connecting with him was surely valuable for her. And she did that through an extended network. Funnel number three, I call specific targeting. This you might think of as being your real rifle shot. I met with a hedge fund manager I might take on as a client. And what's cool about him is that he's built a top career in money management. Having spent a couple decades really climbing to the top. And now he's looking out thinking, what does he really want to do next? Does he want to stay in the business? Does he want to do something else? And what he thinks is, it'd be cool to run a company. Does he have that experience? Might he need to start at a COO type level? He doesn't really know. Yet what he does know is that having spent years investing in certain types of businesses, what type of company it will be, which industry, where he wants to live, what type of opportunity he's targeting. And so he knows the industry really well, and he's setting his sights on a crazy goal. And that really only leaves, call it a dozen potential companies that he really wants to target and work for. And see, that's not easy to make the type of leap he's looking at. And it's not easy to crystallize an opportunity in a small number of potential target companies. Yet, by honing in on those targets now, we could build a real advanced strategy. Starting at the top, you might figure out, well, who's there? How did they get there? What are their backgrounds? How specifically might you target some of those executives? You might figure out, who do you know in your network who knows them? Who do you know from your school who went to work there? What other ways might you build a strategy of influence to get close to them and keep moving towards those specific opportunities that you've targeted and identified? See, and what's really cool about this targeted approach is this might be the definition of a crazy job. That there's a small number of opportunities. You know why you want to do it. You know it's a hard-to-land opportunity. And you can't just float a resume out there or talk to a recruiter. You know that in order to land this job, You need to pull out all the stops. Figure out, how do you work your way in there? Who do you show up as? How do you create an opportunity here? And that's why when you think about this funnel of targeted opportunities, really, that's your rifle shot. How many bullets do you have? Maybe it's a really small funnel, but how do you get it turning? Because again, what's amazing about the crazy job is you might only need to meet with two people. You're only looking for one job. And how many people are looking for you for their crazy job? All right, the fourth funnel, this is intermediaries. Here we're asking, in a more general sense, who traffics in the types of opportunities that you're hunting? See, in a normal job search, you might check on, say, LinkedIn or Monster or another source of job leads. Headhunters too fit here, which we'll come up to next. But more generally, we're saying here, well, where are you most likely to come across these types of opportunities? So, for instance, the hedge fund manager who I mentioned before, his core target universe are the types of companies that he's been covering for 15, 20 years. And so where is he more likely to come across those opportunities but inside his network? So going and meeting with CEOs of those companies at investor conferences, he's running around trafficking with the same people who are constantly around these types of companies. So what opportunities might come out of this? If you graduate in college or business school, well, see, a basic example of this is the careers office. They're an intermediary for putting together job seekers with opportunities. The same might come from business school or college alumni networks, where there are people in those networks who too, they play this role, don't they? Where they're constantly trying to help people fill those jobs. The same is true for opportunities from your past employers or bosses or colleagues. A number of opportunities have come to me from past bosses that I worked with, where people reached out to them and they thought, I might be helpful to them. And this was years ago, but one of my former bosses at Goldman Sachs introduced me to a leading guy in the media world, because not only did he think I might be good for him and his opportunity, but if my former boss put me into that job, he'd be serving me and serving his client, and he'd have someone on the inside. So when you think of intermediaries, think of the different ways that these opportunities might come to you and how there's a win-win in all of this. One of my clients who's looking for a senior role in a tech startup doesn't really know anyone in that world. But you know, the world he does know people is venture capital. And so what he's doing is running around meeting with partners in VC firms. And again, what we've done is being very specific to the way that you get these vortexes working for you. He knows his script. He knows the type of opportunities that he's hunting. And so sitting with these partners, he's utilizing this network, which, by the way, wasn't extensive, but it was powerful, to then move towards companies that are interesting to him, which has led to some really interesting conversations so far with CEOs of other companies and some opportunities that might become very real for him. Because again, let's step back and remember what we're doing here. You're not just hunting your run-of-the-mill opportunity, are you? You're going for your crazy job. And that's not going to come about in that run-of-the-mill kind of way. So what are the ways that you can plug this type of intermediary network for you? How might you get this funnel spinning for you? And this leads into funnel number 5, which is headhunters. See, and they're really a specialized version of this intermediary network. If you were doing selling, you might call these paid leads. These are brokers. These are people who are paid to connect job hunters with jobs. I would also say that we're pretty far down our list here, aren't we, at number 5 for headhunters, when for some people this might be right at the top of your list. And the reason that they're lower down on my list here isn't necessarily because this is in order of your best funnels, but it's that for the type of job we're targeting, your crazy job, I don't perceive headhunters to be that valuable. See, recruiters are really, really great when it's a straight shop. If you're a senior investment banker looking for another senior investment banking job, they might be really helpful. If you're the CEO of a tech startup and you've run three other tech startups, then they might be your first call for hunting down your next tech startup job. But what if you're the CEO of a tech startup and you've now decided you wanted to go into private equity? What do you know about that? How straight a shot is that for the headhunter? See, at that point, the headhunter's forced to make a leap of abstraction with you. They're forced to think about, well, can you really land those jobs? How will you land them? How might they best sell you into those private equity jobs? And see, the problem for them is that they're not in that business. They're not creative thinkers. They're not on your crazy job search. They're just looking to put a round peg in a round hole. They're not looking to do all that work to figure out how to position you for a private equity firm. Not looking to do all that work to figure out, well, how do you get to the moon? And so even though recruiters might seem like an obvious choice, they are for certain types of jobs, and they might be for you. Yet if you're going for your crazy job, and it's not such an obvious straight shot, then recruiters are likely to be of far less value to you. Now, with all that said, recruiters can be a great source of intelligence. Spending time with them can be a useful way to keep networking towards the opportunities you want, to collect intel on the market, to figure out what people are really seeking. And so they can be valuable in your network, and you might find this is a really powerful funnel for you that you can spin into a vortex. So it's number 5 on our list, but it might be number 1 on yours. Or 3. What, 6? Well, here we're really scraping the bottom of the funnel, which is cold leads. These are purely cold. Were you just somehow trying to get to that crazy opportunity? It's a little bit like the funnel for real targeted sourcing, except you got no entry point. You don't know anyone. You have no real way of getting to them. And so how might you do this? How do you start from scratch where you got no entry point? You got no network. You got no warm introductions. Well, there are still lots of ways to do this, aren't there? You might do it on LinkedIn, just reaching out to people, even if they're not an alma mater, even if it's someone not in your network. You might figure out that there's 30 people who are worth getting to and try and figure, well, how might you get to them? You might show up at a shareholders meeting to try and meet an executive from a company. Or you may not even be an investor, but you might show up at an investor conference to hear a lot of people tell different stories. And even though this is the bottom of our funnels, again, it might really be one that gets working for you, that you can really spin up into a powerful vortex. It's a different context, but a couple of my clients who were raising capital went to TED. TED isn't a place that you go necessarily to meet people to invest in your fund, but that's what they did there. They got TED working for them, meeting with a number of people who became powerful relationships for them, some of which actually invested in the fund. So the point I'm making here, even though a cold lead is typically the worst type of lead in any sale, it still might be a really powerful funnel for you, as might any of these funnels, or any others that you can come up with. And again, what really matters to turning every one of these funnels into powerful vortexes for your crazy job is the way that you get them working for you. How specifically do you get them spinning? How do you systematically keep making connections and keep moving towards your crazy job? How specifically do you create your scripting, position yourself, So every person you meet with, every way that you get introduced to an opportunity, just like we're doing throughout this program, you're showing up game ready to crack open that door, run down that hallway, and land yourself right in that crazy job of yours. All right, so this brings us to the end of the track. Now let's finish up with two practices.